Well, that's my chair and desk. You'll find paper there. I'd like to censor it before it goes. It took some doing, but I flatter myself that it wasn't such a bad job when it was finished. I read it aloud to the critical bacteriologist with some pride in my handiwork. "Dear Professor Challenger," it said, "as a humble student of nature, I have always taken the most profound interest in your speculations as to the differences between Darwin and Weismann. I have recently had occasion to refresh my memory by rereading..."
"You infernal liar," murmured Tarp Henry.
"By rereading your masterly address at Vienna. That lucid and admirable statement seems to be the last word in the matter. There is one sentence in it, however, namely, I protest strongly against the insufferable and entirely dogmatic assertion that each separate id is a microcosm possessed of an historical architecture elaborated slowly through the series of generations. Have you no desire, in view of later research, to modify this statement? Do you not think that it is over-accentuated? With your permission, I would ask the favor of an interview, as I feel strongly upon the subject, and have certain suggestions which I could only elaborate in a personal conversation. With your consent, I trust to have the honor of calling at 11 o'clock the day after tomorrow, Wednesday morning. I remain, sir, with assurances of profound respect, yours very truly, Edward D. Malone." "How's that?" I asked triumphantly.
"Well, if your conscience can stand it.
It has never failed me yet."
"But what do you mean to do?"
"To get there. Once I am in his room, I may see some opening. I may even go to the length of open confession. If he is a sportsman, he will be tickled."
"Tickled, indeed! He's much more likely to do the tickling. Chainmail or an American football suit. That's what you'll want. Well, goodbye. I'll have the answer for you here on Wednesday morning. If he ever deigns to answer you. He is a violent, dangerous, cantankerous character, hated by everyone who comes across him, and the butt of the students, so far as they dare take a liberty with him. Perhaps it would be best for you if you never heard from the fellow at all."